this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Woke up last night, couldn't get back to sleep, kid.
Oh, no.
I know.
The worst.
It was, too, and I was trying a bunch of different things to go back to sleep.
Yeah, did any of them work?
No, not one of them.
Too bad.
I'll tell you about it, though.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
That's the latest. That's T-Swift.
You can't spell awesome without me.
No, that's true. That's true. There is no I in team.
That's right.
But there is an I in Swift.
There is an I in Swift.
Took me a while to put that one together. Had a crack research team.
You're so clever. Man, I want that team.
Honestly, what I was thinking about as I was lying awake last night, I was having a weird dream. Mm-hmm. I was having a really weird dream. I woke up at 1:30, so I must have had this dream. I don't know, 1 o'clock or so is when it started, but I had a dream that someone would just walk by me, and they would shake me real quick, and then they'd walk away.
Oh, that's
that
terrifying.
Was the dream, and then they'd shake me, and then they'd walk away, and then they'd shake me, and then I woke up, and I had hiccups.
You had hiccups?
All night.
You woke up with hiccups.
I woke up with hiccups.
That's so bizarre.
Now, the last thing I had before I went to bed was just a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh,
it helps you with the cravings. You know, if you got a craving and you're really craving something to sweet, you go for like a teaspoon of
peanut butter.
But the problem was it kept repeating on me. Still repeating now.
You still have the hiccups.
I still have, at least the repeats of the peanut butter. But my problem is my cure for the hiccups.
Yeah.
Is a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh, no. What a conundrum you're in right now.
Exactly, and I can't even spell that.
C-O-N.
Conundrum.
D-rum.
Conundrum.
Rum. Wait, so that's so weird. I really want to go back to your dream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, think about it. I mean, I'm hiccuping. So it would.
So I guess
like
it would shake.
To my body, it was giving me a little shake.
Yeah. Huh. What do those people look like that were shaking? Do you remember?
Like I feel ninjas. Like they drop out of the ceiling, they just shake, and then they zip away.
Wow. Okay, that deserves unpacking in and of itself.
Okay.
But you have the hiccups. We'll move
hiccups.
On from the dream.
I would like to unpack the dream if you'd like. Let's unpack that dream. In the meantime, coming up for you, news on Madonna's new Billboard Music Award performance that she's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Do you have this in your Hollywood?
I don't, but I think we need to talk about it.
All right, I'm going to express myself. How much do you think it would cost to express yourself, Jenny?
I don't know that there's enough money. No, there's enough money that I shouldn't express myself. That's where the money is.
If I were to honestly express myself, I would need money for the litigation that would follow.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. There's a lot. My filter is strong most of the time. My eyes, however, not so much.
No, that's why you and I are going to play poker someday.
Nope, we're not.
Scott and Jenny here in the morning with you. Thanks for being along. Phone lines open, 768-4-HITS, 768-34 is followed by an 8. If you've ever been woken up by hiccups and had a dream you were being shaken by really fast, sneaky ninjas, give me a call. Just me?
I think it's just you. Never happened to me.
You've never woke up with the hiccups?
Yes, I have, but not because ninjas were shaking me.
Well, I'm not saying that ninjas were really shaking me. I'm saying that my subconscious, my dream self, said that there were ninjas shaking me.
Just
dropping down, whoosh, like Spider-Man.
Yeah, shaking.
And then they'd go right back up.
Hmm. I wonder what kind of ceiling you have. I'm just so curious how they were hiding.
Speckled ceilings, you know.
Well, how are they hiding in your ceiling?
They're
ninjas.
Yeah. It's not like I can do a Q&A with a ninja in here right now.
Well, I feel like if we're unpacking your dream, we need to explore the whole ninja option.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I would like to be a ninja.
Oh, maybe that. Okay. Okay. That's where it is, isn't it?
As a 6'4".
You want to be nimble like a ninja.
I do.
You want to be a nimble ninja.
I have never been subtle. Never once.
I'm going to sneak up on you.
There's no sneaking up as a 6'4" man. I guess secretly.
That's it.
My desire is to be a stealthy ninja.
Okay. And just wake people up.
Yeah. Well, I don't know is that I want to wake anybody up. I don't like being woken up.
Mm-mm,
I think if I were to be a ninja, I would not wake anybody up. Are we really talking about me and being a ninja?
We are.
I was trying to get into Madonna here, and we veered over into ninjiness.
All right, let's go to Madonna.
All right.
She's nimble.
I don't know. She's 50 plus.
No, she's
I don't know
nimble.
How nimble
she is.
Have
you seen her lately?
Is she doing like that tantric yoga?
Yeah, she is. Okay. She's doing something crazy.
Well, she is. I think she, we talked about Madonna and the fact she's coming out with a new album.
Yeah.
And I had said, man, I really hope that she just relies on her singing and not just being really
Helped along
or anything to that effect by controversy, because it, if you're a musician now, it's so hard to be controversial.
Sure. Is it hard to be controversial, or is it easy to be controversial now?
It's commonplace to be controversial.
Yeah, I think so,
you've
so too.
Really got to do something strange.
Yes.
In order to be considered controversial. Mm-hmm. Meat suits are everyday occurrences now.
Oh, yeah. Old news.
Yeah.
Right.
But Madonna has got her Billboard Awards performance coming up, and I think this might, she might be desperately seeking something here.
I
because
knew it.
She's sinking $5 million of her own money into this show.
In of her own money?
Her own dough. $5 million.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently there's going to be CGI, there's going to be holograms, and I don't know who the holograms are going to be, anything mm-hmm. to that effect.
Maybe it's her. Maybe she's really not going to be at the Billboard Awards.
Hey, can I ask a question? You've seen the videos from Madam X, and she's got her new mm-hmm. song, Medlin, on the way. Medallion?
Medlin, I think
Medlin?
Is what it is. Yeah.
Like Medlin, it sounds like a country song. I was a Medlin.
No, I think it's Medlin, like I'm, you know, getting involved in things I shouldn't. I'm meddling in your business. That kind of Medlin.
Okay. Maybe. Well, apparently she got a little too meddling. She got a little too close to somebody because someone poked her in the eye. She's wearing an eye patch now.
What?
Yeah, you haven't seen Madonna wearing the eye patch? She is wearing the eye patch.
Stop it.
Madonna wears an eye patch now.
Captain Madonna.
Yes.
Arr, matey.
So I'm thinking of this $5 million. She probably spent like $20,000 to get Johnny Depp because he's working cheap now.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he needs something to help
and
him out.
And the other $4.5 million, other than, you know, paying the dancers, all went towards bringing the Black Pearl onto stage. I'm hoping that she has Pirates of Swing and that's the CGI.
Yes. Yes. Why are we not her creative directors?
I don't know.
We should be.
That poor parrot, though.
Oh.
I still want to know what happened to that eye.
He got too close.
Maybe she needs to talk to Sandy Duncan. Maybe I could be a ninja with an eye patch. I think you'd need good depth perception to be a ninja, though.
You definitely would, and the eye patch would throw it off. Because you're relying on one eye so much.
But when I lower myself from the ceiling, maybe it'd be like the first ever pirate ninja. Just lower myself from the ceiling, just real sneakily and go, "Arr, you surprised?"
But out of one eye.
It's a good sentence, Jenny. It's a real good sentence. You'd be all right.
I'm envisioning like a laser eye. Get your other eye. This is radio. I'm so sorry.
And to Jenny, I want you to know, to Jenny, that was a complete sentence.
No, I'm just envisioning the other eye having like a laser out of it, like this, to scope the land. I don't know. Don't ninjas have that power? I don't think they do.
No,
but they should.
I'm gonna give you a moment to digest that. Let's do a look at your news. This time around, it's brought to you by Columbia School District.
Learning today, leading tomorrow.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
Oh, what's happening in Hollywood, kid?
John Singleton, director of Boys in the Hood, dead at the age of 51 after a stroke. He was the first African-American nominated for an Academy Award for Best Director. So you may know him from Boys in the Hood, Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, Four Brothers, Too Fast, Too Furious. Again, his list of credits goes on and
on. Do you notice what one they left off that list, though?
What did they leave off?
Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Well, there's a reason.
It's a horrible movie.
I would, if I did that, I would want that left off too.
Can we not put that in there? I mean, but there are so many people that came out on Twitter to express their thanks. Spike Lee, of course.
Yep.
One of his contemporaries. And I think you have to have a very storied career to call John Singleton a contemporary. And Spike Lee's one of them.
Yes.
Samuel L. Jackson owes him a debt of gratitude for putting the Samuel L. Jackson that his first ever movie appearance was in Coming to America. But I think John Singleton saw that and said, I need that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's got talent.
Viola Davis, Ice Cube, Kevin Smith, Tyrese Gibson, Tyler Perry.
Yeah, oh, the list goes on and on.
Janet Jackson.
Well, yeah. I mean, he gave her a big role in Poetic Justice.
Lawrence Fishburne. The list goes on and on and on.
He will, such a talented man, he will be missed. Adele was spotted kissing a mystery man who looks a lot like her future ex-husband.
Yeah.
So she may have a type.
Those who don't learn from history.
Oh, they repeat it poorly. Turns out he does look a lot like her estranged husband. Bearded, rugged looks. Girl, I get it. I get it.
Wow.
I'm just saying I understand. That's all I'm saying. He is a lookalike. But sources close to Adele said she's ready to move on. She's ready to find someone else. She's not going to let the breakup of her marriage, you know, define her for a long period of time. So
obviously, it's been like
it's been a
month.
Hot minute.
Not even. This won't define me.
Well,
how long you been separated?
It's been 7 hours.
Monday when we did it. It's
Monday.
Tuesday.
Just yesterday. Yeah. Lori Loughlin wants to face trial to save her reputation. She thinks that it's the only chance of avoiding jail time. Her and her husband, Massimo, they want to face trial in the college admissions scandal because they think it's their best chance to avoid jail. Who is their law team? I don't understand who their attorneys are.
I think they got, I don't know, Doogie Howser, thinking that's a big name. But it turns out he was just a child lawyer.
And an actor. And a doctor. Like, he wasn't even in law.
They tried to get Matlock. That
she
didn't work out.
She is quoted to say that she doesn't want to spend time in jail, obviously. Well, but she knows, right? It's not something on my to-do list.
Exactly. Who's like, you know what I'd like to do? It's a Monday. I would love to spend some time in jail.
But she knows that any sort of plea or conviction at this point will include jail time. Her only chance of avoiding jail is to go to court and be found not guilty.
How is she going to be
except
found not guilty?
Except that everyone else has been found guilty. She's not the exception to this rule.
No.
Turns out if you do something illegal, you're going to be in trouble.
Wait a minute. What was that?
Yeah. Turns out if you do something illegal,
I got to write that.
You're going to get in trouble.
Illegal.
Illegal equals trouble.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Aunt Becky, get it together.
I just want to see who she's going to bring up as character witnesses. Maybe some like Uncle Joey's ventriloquist dummies.
Yes, the woodchuck. That's today's beat.
Would you look at that? Look at him. He's here. He's just looking resplendent. I don't know what it is about him, but
fresh.
Yeah.
There's this freshness about him when he enters the room.
It's called deodorant.
Oh, is that what it is?
Old Spice. You know.
That's really what we're missing here on the morning show. Is
what do you mean we're missing deodorant? Deodorant.
I'm not missing deodorant.
I'm not missing deodorant.
Really?
Come on over here. Get your nose.
Give me
right
off
in that pit. I'll put you in a reverse headlock.
Would you?
And you'll smell the
Let's
degree
Let's try
freshness.
That out. I don't think that'll end well for you.
It's Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, Jackson Candy and Fudge Factory, and I'm a little disappointed you've gone back to your winter wardrobe.
Yeah.
Well, the weather dictated it out there. It's been kind of cold.
I thought you dictated your wardrobe, not the weather.
No, I dress to the weather sometimes.
Man.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, today's April 30th. You know what that means?
It's Tuesday.
Tomorrow's May 1st.
Yep. So
yes.
Call me Mr. Obvious.
We check the math. That is correct.
Okay.
Do you have your April to-do list done? Did you have a honey-do list for April? Did you check everything off, or does that just go?
Oh, there's always something to do. I don't keep lists anymore. So.
What's on my list?
Because those are depressing. Because you realize I didn't do half this list.
That's why you got to put something on the list that you've already done, so that you can check it off.
Got up. There you go.
Off done. The list. Crossed it off.
Done.
I saw him.
Put deodorant on.
Each and every week, Brian diligently begins researching a trivia question, and it's the most heavily researched trivia question in the history of radio. I know you've hired a team for this.
Oh, yeah. We've gone through and thoroughly researched, backed it up, made for sure. It's all accurate because it's on the internet.
Oh, sure. Of course, you can believe anything that you read on the internet. Members of his research team include Sasquatch, Bigfoot, and a Yeti.
It's amazing that he found them.
And that guy that runs around here doing all the research.
Oh, Frankie?
Frankie. Yeah.
Well, that's not research. That's just busy work.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got the key to the copier, so that helps.
It does? Yeah.
Oh, did you give him the key to the copier?
I didn't give him the key. I think the owners finally gave it to him.
Really? I thought we received a memo about that.
He did an Andy Dufresne and wrote him a letter every day.
Oh, okay. Got it. I get it.
Now he's got a key. Really doesn't work. It's a Fisher-Price key, but he thinks it works.
But he tries.
So, Brian, what is today's trivia question, and what are you going to win if you can answer this question correctly?
I got a $20 gift card to Jackson Coffee Company.
All right.
And it's an on this date in history question.
Okay.
You can just call up and guess a state. What is there, 52 of them now? Something 50, like that.
Just 50.
Oh, just 50 still?
Yeah. Still running 50.
Carrying the two inflation. Anyway, I want to know what state in 1812 became officially... This is a terrible question.
What territory officially became a state on this date in 1812?
There you go.
All right. 768-4-HIT, 768-3-4s, followed by an 8 in 1812. This territory became a state. What state was it? If you can answer that question correctly, we will hook you up with $20, a $20 gift card to the Jackson Coffee Company.
There's got to be a 10-year-old out there that knows the answer right away.
768-4-HITs, good luck. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is Paula.
All right, Paula. We have the most heavily researched trivia question in the history of radio, Paula. And the question is, what territory became a state on this date in 1812? Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company's got $20 in Jackson Coffee Company gift certificates on the line for it. Paula, do you know the answer?
Is it Louisiana?
Is it Louisiana? I love how the answer comes in the form of a question, a la Jeopardy. And it is Louisiana. Yes, congratulations to you. You have won this morning's prize. Congratulations, Paula.
Thank you.
Brian, what was it like when they officially made Louisiana a state?
Well, there was Napoleon involved, and it was difficult. You know, we gave him, a couple
beads.
Yeah, kernels of corn, something like that.
Yeah, that was...
Beignets.
I'm sorry, what?
Beignets.
What's beignets?
Louisiana.
Oh, come on.
The famous beignet. It's like a... I don't know, like a dough pastry thing.
It's powdery.
They're famous in Louisiana, in New Orleans.
Yep.
New Orleans Quarter.
New Orleans. The French Quarter, yeah.
Well, I typically go to the other three quarters, so I guess I never made it.
To the French one?
Yeah. Paula, congratulations to you. What are you going to get when you stop by the Jackson Coffee Company?
Oh, probably just a regular coffee.
Sounds so good.
I'll have that. Paula, what just...
She made that sound so boring. Just a regular cup of coffee.
No, I'm right there with you, though.
Nothing in it.
Paula, what station along with the Jackson Coffee Company just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Woohoo! This is the Price is Right theme, but apparently Jenny Lewis has lyrics, so let's hear it.
I don't have lyrics. I just go like this.
It's time to win.
Da-da.
It's time to win. So come on down that aisle.
Da-da.
And you smile.
Da-da.
What a big name tag. I don't know. Let's go to the phone lines. We welcome our contestant this morning. It's none other than Chloe. Chloe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, Chloe. Chloe, you got to tell me. You sound awfully subdued. Are you being held captive in a trunk somewhere right now? It sounds like you're trying to be quiet.
I'm on my way to school, so...
All right.
Blink twice if you need us to help you.
Are you in a trunk right now, Chloe?
She's on her way to school?
Passenger seat.
All right.
That's why she's subdued. She's going to school.
Me too.
We're here to wake you up.
What grade you in, Chloe?
Huh?
What grade you in?
Junior.
Yeah, I could have told you she
was... Could you help me out with that? Is that 10th or 9th?
That's 11th grade.
11th. Oh, 11th grade. Okay.
Yeah. You haven't quite got there yet, but... Eventually, your children will start saying, I'm not an 8th grade. I'm a 9th grade. I'm a freshman. I shall be addressed as such.
All right, freshman, go clean your room.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just
all right,
my
Chloe,
life.
Here we go. What school do you go to, Chloe?
Grass Lake.
Beautiful. The Warriors. All right, we're going to ask Brian three questions. All the answers are numbers, and what you have to do is determine whether or not Brian's answer is over or under the actual answer. Here we go. Question number one, Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company. Up for grabs, we have 4 6-inch subs to Subway. How many words does the average adult human speak per day?
Wow. Jenny, or just the average person?
The average.
Okay. Let's go... I don't know, 4,212.
We lock it in.
Big talkers.
Question number two, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Is that seriously a question?
It's right here on my card. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a chuck wood?
And it's a number.
Well, sure, he asked you how much wood.
Okay. Would a woodchuck chuck?
If a woodchuck could
chuck
wood.
Let's go one cord a day, I don't know.
One cord a day. We lock it in. And question number three, in what year was the FBI established?
Well, let's see. Was it J. Edgar Hoover? Let's go with 19... Or is that when Lincoln got assassinated, they brought that out. Yeah, let's go with 1864.
We lock it in. All right, Chloe. Grass Lake Warrior, junior year, soon to be a senior and already suffering from the sounds of it, senioritis.
Oh, for sure.
You already got it there, Chloe?
Huh?
Never mind. Never mind, Chloe. Question number one, we asked Brian. How many words does the average adult human speak per day?
Brian said 4,212.
The actual answer, over or under 4,212 words?
Over.
Yeah, it would be. That's correct. 4,800 is the average.
Not too far off.
No, you're pretty close. And you're done. We're going to cap you off.
You've met your max.
At 212, 4,212, you're done for the day. And we'll write you a note for everyone at home.
We need one of those. Like, you know how they have those watches that tell you how many steps you've taken?
Yeah, how many words?
We need a word counter.
And it just, when you hit 4,800,
if you say more words, it shocks you or something.
I love it.
Yeah. I do too.
All right, Chloe, we asked Brian from the Jackson Coffee Company, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Brian said one cord.
The actual answer, over or under one cord?
Over?
Yeah, I'll give that to you. Actually, the answer was as much wood as a woodchuck could chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood.
That's just a number answer.
Listen, there's not often that I stray from the over-under, but we're going to give you that one. That's actually good enough for the win, Chloe.
Yay,
but we're going to see how you do on this final question. And what year was the FBI established?
Brian said 1864.
Is the actual answer over or under 1864?
Over.
Yeah, it was 1935. So, Chloe, congratulations to you. You have 1935. You know what? Judge me. I'm over here still trying to figure out how much wood a woodchuck would chuck if a woodchuck could chuck whatever he was chucking. Anyway, Chloe, you're the winner. You got 4 6-inch subs to Subway. What was
Good
that
job,
muttering
Chloe.
So over there, Brian?
He's speechless.
As we all are. Chloe, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, we need two contestants this morning playing for this morning's grand prize. Brian, what are they playing for?
Hey, I got a nice gift box of coffee. Looks like a couple of bags of the breakfast blend in there. And also some gift certificates worth $15 to the Jackson Coffee Company.
Are you serious? Worth $15?
Yeah, it used to be 20.
Yeah.
But all we had was three over there.
So
I got to get more.
How did we lose one?
No, I don't know.
No, we didn't lose one. Jenny used it.
Oh, understood.
Don't blame me.
Understood. Let's go to the phone lines. We welcome our contestants. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Heather.
Heather be thy name. All right, Heather. Heather, you were the first caller, so you get to pick who you play with. Heather, would you like to play with Brian or would you like to play with Jenny?
Brian.
All right.
We go to the judges.
She knows how to pick a loser. So.
That's the first right answer of the morning. Good morning. Who's this? Hi. Hello. Are you there?
Huh?
We have Heather. There's another caller here. No?
Moving on.
No one wanted to play with me.
7684 hits, 768-34s. Followed by an 8. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Care Bear.
Terry!
Right. Care Bear.
Hair Bear.
Heather, we're going to need some luck here today. Jenny has been on a roll the last couple of weeks, so Hopefully you brought your A game.
Time to break that rule.
And I've stepped it up on my side.
Whoa.
I've brought my C game. So.
Heather, oh, excellent.
Heather sounds like she's in it to win it, Terry. So we're going to need to knock this out of the park.
Okay, I'm with you.
Kay. All right, Terry Bear. You and Brian get to go first since Heather was able to pick. Or I'm sorry, you and Jenny get to go first. You and Jenny get to go first since Heather picked her team. So here we go. Top six answers on the board. We asked 100 people, name a question a doctor might ask you if he thought you had amnesia. Name a question a doctor might ask you if he thought you had amnesia. What do you think?
How about, Terry, do you know what day it is?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Yes. Show me. What day is it?
What day is it? Yes, the date is the number two answer. Number two answer is date. So now, Heather and Brian, you have a chance to steal. Name a question a doctor might ask you if he thought you had amnesia.
What about your name? What do you think, Heather?
That's what I was thinking.
Show me name. Number one answer is name. So you got the number one answer. Heather and Brian, what would you like to do? Would you like to play or would you like to pass? Now, keep in mind, we are now going, and Brian, I'm sorry, we didn't talk about this, traditional Family Feud rules. So if you accept this, then you have to get all the answers. And the instant you get a wrong answer, we go over to the other team. They get a chance to steal. If they can get one of those answers, they win outright.
Well, then I think we should pass, Heather.
All right, we pass.
I think we should too, yep.
So, we are over to Tear Bear and Jenny. Number one answer, name. Number two, date. Name a question a doctor might ask you if he thought you had amnesia.
Terry, I'm thinking age. Like, how old are you?
That's good.
Oh, man, you're smart this morning. You must have had some Jason Coffee Company. So, yeah. Ooh,
I did, actually.
Show me age. How old are you is the number four answer. Give me another one.
All right, Terry, I'm going to need your help.
I just want to try. You know what you did yesterday? Let's see. You know what you did yesterday? Something like that.
I don't have amnesia. I can't answer that question. Do you know what you did yesterday? Not there. So now it's a chance to steal and win outright. We go to Heather and Brian. All you need is to get just one correct answer, and you win this morning's prize package. Heather, Brian, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to talk this over.
What do you got? I got a good one, but what do you got, Heather?
I have, who's the president or where do you live?
Who's the president? They always ask that question.
You want to go with who is the president?
I do. What do you think, Heather?
I think so, too.
Show me.
And if it's wrong, then we don't want to go with it.
Okay. All right. For the win and the steal, show me who is the president. Right there it is.
Man.
Look at you. Congratulations. You are the winner. Tear Bear, Jenny, I'm sorry you didn't win.
Sorry, Tear Bear.
But we had a lot of fun playing with you, Terry. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Terry.
Heather, congratulations. What did she win, Brian?
Heather, you won yourself a nice gift box of coffee and $15 in gift certificates to Jackson Coffee Company, which, with Mother's Day coming up, you can always re-gift it.
So looking at the number three answer, is... Where are you? Number five answer, what doing here? That's exactly what it
said. What doing?
What doing here? There you go. Congratulations, Heather. What station, along with the Jackson Coffee Company, just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. You know what mom really wants?
What does mom really, really want?
Well, you, of course, get her a reservation. Take her out to dinner.
Well, sure. Obviously.
Or just cook her something. But the newly commissioned Open Table survey, which is opentable.com.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would really like for you, during that dinner, to put your phone away.
Would she?
Yes.
Yeah.
Put your phone away.
Mom misses eye contact.
What?
Yeah. Huh?
85% of adults, according to this survey, once again from OpenTable.com, are guilty of checking their phone at least once during dinner. And 40% of moms rightfully bust their chops about doing so.
Of course they do.
So with that in mind, OpenTable is launching the #DiningMode. #DiningMode to encourage you to put away that phone and reconnect with one who brought you into this world after hours of painful labor.
I love it. I absolutely love this. It goes back to having an actual conversation with a human instead of your nose in a phone.
And man, I am really doing everything I can not to check my phone as much as I do. Because there was a time, Jenny, believe it or not, there was a time where I would have to wait to get to a computer to check for email.
What?
I would have to wait until I got home and see there was a flashing light on my voicemail machine there. What is that? The answering machine?
Yes.
And you'd record your answering machine.
You mean people had to wait?
Yes.
To hear back from you.
There was no instant gratification.
Wow. It's a long time ago.
Restaurants like New York City's 10 Corso Como and Aqua Grill. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia's Bellini Grill are offering complimentary dessert.
Whoa. If you keep your phone away?
If you are participating in hashtag dining mode.
Do you have to say where you're at and then, like, do you have to check into this location and put on hashtag dining mode?
Is that, well, yeah, that'd be tough because then you'd have to pull out your phone in
exactly,
order to do so.
Exactly.
Bogdan, Milwaukee, Wisconsin's Hotel Madrid is providing complimentary champagne.
Whoa.
So, hey, put your phone away. We'll get you tipsy.
Love it.
Meanwhile, Casa Chapala Mexican Cuisine and Tequila Bar in Austin. Yes, I'll have some.
Thank you. Yes. Sign me up.
If you put your phone away when you arrive, your mom will get a fresh bouquet of flowers.
I love this idea.
So that's the challenge here for Mother's Day. There's over 500 restaurant partners. I'd love to see some of our partners here at K105.3 jump on board with this.
Yeah. I think we could get this trending here in Jackson.
Well, I think hashtag Dynamo doesn't necessarily even have to be relegated to Mother's Day.
No, it should be all the time.
I think I should be able to put away my phone. But then I'm going to have to text people and say, hey, I'm not going to be able to answer your phone call for a little bit. So hang on, mom's watching. Criminals are idiots. Can we just say that right off the bat?
Yeah, I think we can agree on that.
From blue collar to white collar crime, like Lori Loughlin, she's a moron.
Yeah.
Absolute
certified dum-dum.
Massimo, whatever his last name.
Equally,
the husband and wife duo, just both idiots.
Wow.
And I would say that to their face. Aunt Becky, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Go back to the
attic. Knock that off.
Welcome to the cast of Orange is the New Black.
Yes. Hope you look good in orange.
But we'll talk a little bit more about her coming up with a Hollywood beat. But criminals in general, even the petty ones like shoplifters.
Yeah, okay, you guys, come on.
It's very simple. Don't shoplift.
Yes. No, it's not yours. Don't take it.
Exactly. Plus, you're going to get caught.
Yes. There's cameras.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And people with phones everywhere that can videotape you taking stuff. Well, Gillette, Wyoming, which let me tell you, in Gillette, Wyoming, you don't much want to steal nothing from nobody.
No.
This is definitely a shoplifting shopping list from Gillette, Wyoming. All right. According to the Gillette News Record, the saga began last week when an unidentified man entered Sportsman's Warehouse.
Okay, yep.
And he left with a pair of sunglasses, some 30-30 rifle bullets, and he didn't pay for any of it.
Man. Okay?
No problem. No problem.
No, it is a problem.
Police had a real good lead on his identity because, A, during the same visit, the man used his store rewards card to buy some other items. And B, the theft was captured on store video because, as a rule, criminals are...
Oh, they're
stupid.
Just so stupid.
Oh, but this one takes the cake. It's not the end. No, he didn't actually take a cake. He didn't shoplift a cake.
Okay, good.
Which would be hard.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know how you'd shoplift a cake.
You could put it in your yoga pants.
Apparently, though, that wasn't enough because he went back to the store. Mm-hmm. Same day.
Oh, to the scene of the crime.
Same day they reported the theft of the items. They called police again just 3 hours later to inform the police that the same guy was back. He stole two more pairs of sunglasses, and then he took time during his visit to fill out a job application.
No, stop.
With his name, address,
what?
Telephone number.
He did. Needless, deserves to be caught.
36-year-old man was quickly apprehended on charges with various crimes.
And the first one being dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I'm sorry. We just want to take you out of circulation, sir.
We're going to put you out of your misery.
My gosh.
What? Why would you? Oh, I can't. I can't. What an idiot.
Good morning. You sure you want to fill this out? No, I tell you what. Why don't you fill that out right here? I just got to go make a phone call, sir.
I got to check your references.
Hey, Earl. Because the police chief is named Earl. I don't know why.
Of course he is, because we're in Wyoming.
Hey, Earl. Yeah, Ted. Yeah, that guy's back again. Any way you can keep him there? Yeah. Yeah, matter of fact, I gave him a job application. Hold on, he's asking for a phone book. He doesn't know his number.
Quick thinking. Wow. Okay, then he deserves to be caught.
Oh, without a doubt.
I can tell you where all the good places to steal from are.
But I think during his mugshot, he should be forced to wear all four pairs of sunglasses that he stole. Jenny found a weird statistic out there.
Oh, yeah?
This sounds strange, but according to Oxford, and you know, they're like a...
They're known for their statistics.
Exactly.
Their studies.
By 2070, there will be more dead Facebook users than actual alive Facebook users.
What?
Yes.
No, yes. That can't be. Really?
Yeah.
More dead Facebook
users than those that are alive. Actually above ground.
Okay. Well, so, sure.
They're in the basement and everybody else is above ground.
Mom!
Not to put too fine of a point on it, but...
Thank you.
He did.
Thank you. He gone. Well, so that means... Oh, okay. No, I get that because it makes sense that there's going to be new social media platforms coming up.
Well, and that's assuming, of course, that Facebook continues to grow where it's at right now. I maintain that Facebook is on its way out. Facebook now... Okay, MySpace... at its pinnacle, was to Facebook as Facebook now is to Instagram or Snapchat.
Agreed. Hands down. It was so cool to have a MySpace. Yeah. And then when Facebook came out, it was like, what? MySpace? What? Who? Where? Why?
Of course, now you've lost everything that was on MySpace.
You know, that's gone.
Through it is one of the co-owners, Justin Timberlake. He's out there just to scrolling through, laughing at what we did back in 2005.
As he should. That was a bad idea.
Really, Justin? Denim.
It's going to be May.
And it is going to be
May. It is going to be May.
All right, Jenny. I got to get out of here, kid.
Yeah, you really got to go.
Stay out of trouble, and if you can't do that...
Don't get caught.